This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. Students at two residence halls at Colorado State University in Fort Collins are being quarantined. CPR's Paulo Schaltzeta reports traces of coronavirus were found by testing the university's wastewater.
CSU has asked students living in Braden and Summit halls to get tested for COVID-19 this weekend. Those who test positive will be moved to an isolation room. School officials say the length of the quarantine depends on how quickly they can identify all the infected students. Earlier this month, the University of Colorado Boulder uncovered four potential dorm outbreaks using similar wastewater testing. I'm Paulo Schaltzeta, CPR News.
CSU's football team may play next month. The Mountain West Conference has approved an 8-game schedule beginning in late October. CSU still has two investigations underway, though, one into whether the team broke coronavirus protocols and another looking at allegations of racism and verbal abuse in the Rams football program and the athletics department. Meanwhile, the University of Colorado Buffaloes are returning to the field next month for games in the Pac-12 Conference. Longmont police say an officer shot a man on parole during a standoff last night after he allegedly detonated an explosive device in his hotel room. Leon Gladwell's condition has not been released. Police say they negotiated with him after he refused to leave his room and shot Gladwell when he came to the window holding a propane tank. 85 in Denver, 88 in Colorado Springs, 88 in Grand Junction. This is CPR News.